call to order. Can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Andy Martin.
Here.
Commissioner Roy Davis is not present. Commissioner Jan Barbas.
Here.
Commissioner Roger Thompson.
Here.
Commissioner Angie Christian.
Here. And I would also like to add that this is Friday, December 29th, 2017, 6 p.m. for the record. Can I have an approval of the agenda?
I so move.
Second.
Commissioner Jan Barbas?
Yes.
Commissioner Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Andy Martin?
Here.
Yes.
And Commissioner Angie Christian?
Yes. I don't have any agenda-related public comments. Old business port audit, 2016-2017. We met on Wednesday night on this, and I believe we all received the email with the corrections. And
is there a resolution to be approved? I think we had a resolution Wednesday.
Yeah, actually.
And I actually brought Wednesday's.
Oh, great.
So I have the resolution. So would you like me to read that?
It might need a change to the date.
The proper date, right.
Okay.
I can change that before we leave.
If you want to, I think whoever makes the motion should read it by title. So I would be willing to make a motion if that's board's ready for that. So I move to approve Resolution 487, a resolution of the Port of Brookings Harbor for acceptance of, it says draft audit report. I think this is now final audit report.
Sorry,
it's acceptance of final audit report.
Okay.
For fiscal year 2016-2017 with and adopted by the Port of Brookings Harbor on the 29th day of December 2017.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Roll call, Gary.
Commissioner Jan Barbas.
Yes.
Commissioner Andy Martin.
Yes.
Commissioner Roger Thompson.
Yes.
Commissioner Angie Christian.
Yes. New business, SEP IRA Fix-It Guide. Gary, could you let the public know? And any commissioner that hadn't had a chance to read their emails before we got here?
Yeah, so we found out that the SEP IRA laws require whatever agencies accepted the SEP IRA that all employees need to be paid the same percentage rate, no matter, you know, all employees. So you can't have one employee getting paid by a higher percentage than all the rest. So they all have to be equal, and they all have to have also the same option to get into the retirement plan. So we have some current employees that wasn't provided the option at all, including me, and also some employees that weren't getting paid the same as other employees, the port. So this list here is in the packet. This is fixing all the current employees that are currently working at.
And how did this come about, Gary?
Well, basically, we found out when we got everybody else into the system that we start checking that SEP IRA laws, that's when we found out. So
how far back does this go?
Well, we have one employee that's been here for 5 years, so he wasn't getting paid the same percentage.
Who was getting paid?
Well,
It's not getting paid.
It's contributions, I believe, is the. Right.
Somebody had to set up this IRA deal, and somebody was getting paid, or we wouldn't know anything if there wasn't one set up. Is that correct?
Yeah, SEP IRA has been set up more than 10 years ago. I think 2007 That's about the earliest we've seen in the files that SEP IRA was set up under the port manager at that time.
Okay, I'm going to open up a big can of worms. How many past employees does this affect?
Don't know. We haven't had the time to research it.
So, as our accountant, we have an accountant, correct? We do. Musser is...
No, we don't have Musser as accountant.
Okay. Do we have an accountant other than our auditor?
Nope.
Okay. I would like to see this be reviewed by a CPA.
Okay.
To have them review our SEP plan and review the proposed action. I think we're looking at... this sheet says...
$37,000.
Yeah, I think there was something in the email. I caught a total of nearly $40,000, $50,000. I think it's well worth.
No.
I didn't see that.
No, it was the first estimate on the first email we got about this. It was about 30-some thousand.
Okay.
They guesstimated. But it was set in 2007.
I have a concern with past employees.
You have all rights to sue.
That's part of why we should have it reviewed, because we need to understand the full liability here. And
so what employee was getting what employee was taking advantage of this from 2007 to present?
So it's based, from what I understand, on percentages. So if one employee, the guy that's doing the maintenance out there, is getting 10%, then everyone else is available for the 10%. Is that correct?
Yeah, and also if the port manager, which is has a contract that the board approved, has a higher percentage, well, all the rest of the employees got to be paid the same
yeah,
percentage.
That's my understanding.
And that's
too.
Probably where the foul up got to, because the passport's port manager's got a higher percentage and everybody else stayed the same.
Or didn't get it at all,
right. Or never offered it.
But so some plans do allow...
SEP IRA does not allow that at all.
Okay.
That's what it's SEP IRA. It's a simple plan. Mm-hmm. You can go on the IRS and just download it, and that's pretty much what we did to find out if it wasn't done right in the past.
Normally, when you work for a company and you have an IRA with that company, 6%, and they match
some
or up to 6%. So if you can only afford, because you got a family of four you're feeding, you're only going to take 1%, they're going to match that. Management is a whole different ballgame. But when you're talking about a public entity like we are, they have a whole, it's called a SEP IRA, and it's a whole different set of rules.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, and we weren't provided a copy of the plan itself, so I don't know.
I have no problem with, and if we don't have a CPA, I'm concerned about that.
Yeah.
So here,
we should have a CPA.
Let me understand this then. Okay, this is it supports contribution to the retirement.
Correct.
They cannot add to it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. So somebody said 15%. Back in 2007, 2000, whatever, which is
under a manager's contract.
And so that's what we owe. If it is at 10, we'd owe 10.
What percents are we actually talking about here?
Well, from the current employees, the port manager was getting 15%, and the highest employee that's on this list was getting 12%. And for, I don't know, for a number of years. I think then the years were on there, but
yeah. Brent.
Yeah.
Brent got contributions every year.
Yeah, he was
only 10%.
He was getting 12%. So he had 3%.
He's 3% behind plus right. Interest rate of 3%.
Right.
He's actually 6% behind. So we owe the people that weren't on it that were eligible, we owe them 21%. 3% compounded annually.
No.
Mm-hmm. So I read it.
Well, maybe. And that's why I feel that we need a CPA to review this before we deposit money and...
Well, that's basically, I'm bringing it up to the board's attention. I kind of want, well, I need to let the board know that this, there is a problem here. And yeah, I need to know from the board how far back you want me to go. All the past employees as well?
I think the CPA should advise.
Okay.
I think IRS should advise us on that.
If a CPA advises us, they are basically agents. Yeah. And they're not going to do anything that the IRS...
Right. When that fix-it guide is from the IRS, too. So it sounds like this is like a common thing that's happened because they have it right on the website. It's a fix-it guide and follow these procedures to fix it.
Well, it says right here in the footnotes, 15% a year plus 3% interest on all
15%?
Right at the bottom, yeah. Second line up, third line up, right at the end.
Oh, okay.
Then 3% on the last line, interest on all.
Well, it's reflected of the 15% that the manager was getting over these years.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is like a one-hour consultation with the CPA, and you just lay out, this is what happened, this is what we think we're supposed to do, and what do you advise? I'm not talking about having them come in, go through our books or anything like that.
Yeah.
And what is our obligation to test?
What is our obligation? Yeah, what do you advise? So I'll make that motion to have a consultation with the CPA before and bring it back to the board.
I'll second that.
Would the board want a CPA in one of the meetings, or just go from their...
You can their bring back the recommendation.
Recommendation,
the
okay. All right.
That's, at least I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
And I would suggest we use our auditor. She's a CPA.
Is she?
Well, I think her auditor, she can't do our regular CPA accounting. She's the review of our accounting. So.
Yes, I agree. Okay.
There's only two local CPA firms, is there?
Musser and CBH, and they're both excellent from what I hear.
I've worked with CBH.
We've worked with both of them over years, and I think either one. We happen to be CPH.
In business, I've worked with both, and I prefer one over the other.
I do too, but...
I'm okay with both.
Wasn't Musser doing some work for the port a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of getting the books in order then?
Yes.
And
yeah, $25,000 worth.
Yeah.
Well, I would leave it to port discretion.
Yeah,
to.
I don't care.
The motion's for a CPA.
Okay.
And it was your second. Discretion.
All right.
I have a vote.
Commissioner Andy Martin?
Yes.
Commissioner Dan Barbas?
Yes.
Commissioner Roger Thompson?
Yes.
Commissioner Angie Christian?
Yes. There are no non-agenda related public comments. We need adjournment.